We went away to Champney Springs in Leicestershire, a place I've been to for the last 9 seasons. It's been very successful for us. And it's a place that we can get everybody to be refocused, train hard, recover. And obviously we have meetings as well then to just establish where we're going moving forward. So from my point of view, it's been good. As I said, the players' attitude has been spot on in respect of there's an honesty about them, a willingness to do well. And, you know, it's early in this early pre-season, but there's a lot of positive signs moving forward.
How have they all, in general, come back fitness-wise after the summer break?
Well, I think you've got to understand that the lads had it's a 65-game season, I think, more or less, last year. And the players have, you know, rightly had a bit of a holiday. Some maybe a better holiday than others, right? And some have got injuries still carried on from last season. But it's a starting point. As I said, there's an honesty and a willingness to keep moving forward and doing well. And I'm really excited about the prospect of this season. The players we've got, as I said, are working hard. But like everything, you look at the stats from last season, didn't score enough, conceded too many. So that's probably two areas of the field of play that we need to look to improve on as well.
I was going to ask about a couple of the injured players. How are they looking? James Wallace, you've got John Brayford as well, who's injured. How are they looking?
Yeah, John Brayford's in a brace still, so obviously he's a long-term injury. Terry Kennedy with his knees out. Flinney's had an Achilles injury from last season, so he's not trained yet. He's not figured. So obviously the after effects of that. James Wallace has trained, although he's not going to go and train today because he's been a little bit ill after yesterday's session, so we're just not going to risk him on that, and then he should be fine to go again the day after that. There's one or two who've got little niggles, which we're managing, but obviously they're the effects of the campaign from last season. But as a whole, the guys are in, you know, looking to improve, and they're working hard, so we're excited.
Do Kennedy and Flynn have any chance then for the start of the season? I know Brayford's more long term, but what about those two?
Oh, it's too early to say on that one. I mean, we're talking about we're 1 week back into it, and they haven't figured with us so far. But they're progressing well.
I wanted to ask you about Jose Baxter and his situation as well. We know he's got the hearing down at Wembley on Friday. He's here, he's been training with you as well. Have you sat down and had a chat with him?
Yeah, the day after I joined, I got him in and we sat down, and so I understood what the situation was. He's been training with us full on, attitude's been spot on. I'll be travelling down on Friday for the hearing. He's got a personal hearing with the FA, and so I'll be there to be there in a supportive manner. We're there to support him. Discipline is so important at the football club. We're there to educate as well, and all the players need to understand that they're role models moving forward. I can't affect what's happened in the past. I can only affect how we move, do things moving forward. So from my point of view, it's important that I'm there to be supportive of him, but obviously, as I said, discipline and being the right role model is important in my eyes moving forward.
Jose obviously maintains his innocence as well. Are the club going to stand by him no matter what the outcome of this?
Well, as I said, we will go down and we'll sit in there. Obviously, Jose has an opportunity from a personal hearing point of view. And then we'll see what the conclusion is on the back of that, and then we'll assess the situation and we'll move forward.
How important is it then for you to support someone like him and ensure that you will support other players as well?
Well, it is. That's what we're here to do. You know, and discipline, as I said, is very important for me and for everybody at the football club. So it's a start. This is the starting point moving forward. As I said, I can't do anything about what's happened in the past. I can only affect what is moving forward. And the first thing is to be in the hearing with him. And obviously then from an educational point of view, we've got the FA drugs people in today. So after this morning's training, before this afternoon's session, they're in. And they'll talk about on the FA the drug doping policies that go on, the drugs awareness situations the players have got to be mindful of. As I say, from an educational point of view, it's very important. And for me, I want all the players to be good role models moving forward.
Transfer-wise then, quiet so far. Have you been assessing your squad? Have you worked out what you need?
Yeah, I said I wanted to make sure that it was a clean slate for everybody and assess where we are. And I think that's important. And as I said, the players have shown a good honesty coming in so far and the way they've conducted themselves. So I'm excited about that moving forward. But as I've always said, you will be looking to strengthen or improve where we didn't score enough last year and we conceded too many. So that's probably two areas of the field of play that we need to improve on for next season, or for this season moving forward, should I say.
I'm going to throw a couple of names at you. I expect an Ashes style straight back, probably back with all of them. But Billy Sharp, he's one you've been heavily linked with, worked with him before as well. Anything you can tell us on that front?
Well, as you say, heavily linked with. I've had Billy at Scunthorpe and at Southampton, and we took him on loan at Reading. And Billy Sharp's an excellent player that I've always admired, I've always liked. He's a Leeds United football player at this moment in time, and that's all I can say on it.
Do you have any bids out for any players at the minute then?
If I did, I wouldn't tell you at this moment in time. I think it's just at this moment in time, and that's not... Yeah, that is straight back, isn't it? But it's one of them, just at this moment in time, that this two-week period, I wanted to assess the group we've got. There are private conversations that go on. There's still people positioning themselves, as we say. But it's important that we assess what we've got to start off with. And then moving forward, everyone could be excited, I'd like to think.
Gary Hooper, he's another one as well.
Do you know what? I'm going to knock that one straight out of the boundary, OK?
That's for a six.
That's a six. Listen, Gary, we took Gary and sold him for a lot of money up to Celtic. So Gary Hooper, I would not envisage Gary Hooper at this moment in time in his career stepping down to League One. Gary Hooper is a top-end championship stroke Premier League player, and I would expect if he was going to go anywhere, it would be to clubs in them two divisions.
If there were 24 hours left of the window now, thankfully there aren't, but if there were, what would be your top priority? If you had 24 hours to work on a deal, where would you be looking to do something?
But as you say, there isn't. There's probably 2 months. Yeah. So, and again, I think it's always exciting. The last 2 days of the transfer window is when most deals are done. Yeah. And that's actually probably 4 or 5 games into the season. So it's crazy. That's where most teams actually don't have a team voting until after the window shuts, because there'll be a movement round. So that's the way it is. There's moments in time where, you know, we've got the group of guys and they're working really hard for each other.
What about interest in your players? Have any clubs expressed any interest in your squad members?
I have an interest, which is good. That means we've got some good players. So that's been interesting. I'm not looking for any of the players to move on at this moment in time.
Jamie Murphy, is he the man who's had a lot of interest? Leeds United been heavily linked with him?
I think before I joined, Leeds United were linked. Yeah. So, but as I said, I'm not looking to move Jamie on. You know, he's a very good player. He's a talented football player. And at this moment in time, I want to keep all the players that we've got that I want to keep here at Sheffield United Football Club moving forward.
How excited are you now then? Like you say, it's a month now until the start of the actual action.
Yeah, very much so. It's good. And we're into it. As I said, we've started. The process is in place. I'd like to think it's a long-term process. And we're really looking forward to it.
Busy couple of weeks ahead, do you expect? For the players especially, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, we're into it. Pre-season's it's an exciting stage of the season, but obviously it's a demanding one as well. And it's busy. You know, it's busy, but it's exciting.